The slits mirrored data, that is data that's been fully corrected and reduced to a .cor format, can be desmeared if desired using a simple procedure in the USANS reduction menu. From the USANS menu, select Desmear USANS Data, and a panel pops up that allows you to go through the steps to desmear data. In data analysis, it is usually preferable to actually work with the slit smeared data and fit a slit smeared model to the data, but in some cases it's instructive to desmear the data. The first step is to load the data. In this case we have some data from LaTeX spheres. We open the file and the data is presented. The next step is to mask out any data points that we don't want in case they're excessively noisy. You can move the cursor, in this case, to the upper end of the data set, and I'd like to mask the points that are at greater Q values than the cursor. If you accidentally mask too many data points out, you can clear the mask and start over. The next step is to extrapolate the data to high Q. This is important for the desmearing operation. We can see this extrapolation is rather poor. It doesn't match the slope of the original data set. So if we increase the number of data points, we might have a better chance. This is a much better extrapolation and gives a power law exponent a lot closer to -4, which is what we would expect in this case for LaTeX particles. Smoothing operation can be done. There's a number of different operations that can be performed here. In general, it's not needed, but if your data, again, is excessively noisy, you can apply a smoothing operation before desmearing. I'll skip this step and simply move on to the desmearing operation. This takes a few seconds to do, and you can see the desmeared data that is shown in blue at the bottom here is a much higher intensity. It is still on absolute scale, and all of the small features in the slit smeared data set have been amplified in the final desmeared set. Be careful in interpreting these, because any small statistical wiggle in your data can be actually amplified into a much larger feature in your final desmeared set. But again, it's often very instructive to desmear the data and plot it against a standard pinhole smeared SANS data set. They'll be much more comparable that way. But again, for fitting, it's much safer to use the original data, the slit smeared data, and smear the model you fit instead. If you don't like anything you've done, you can revert and start over again. If you do like the final desmeared set, you can click on Save and you'll be prompted to save the file to disk.